Matt, we saw you out this morning, kind of walking around the outfield doing your morning routine, but looked like you were maybe enjoying the sights a little bit, taking it in a little, and then we saw you just down here on the field post-game with your family. What's just sort of the overarching feeling coming into and then coming out of this game today?
For sure. I mean, you know, just trying to soak up every moment. And, you know, I've got a lot of my family here right now, so being able to share that with them, pretty special. And, you know, great crowd today for all of us. Wish we would have been able to finish it, but it was pretty special for sure.
When you sort of think about are you to the point yet of thinking about what a next year looks like, or with what you all have in front of you, is that something that gets maybe put off until whatever happens over the next couple weeks here is going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now it's really hard to put your thoughts or your you know, focus on anything, but what we've got in store for us Wednesday. I mean, you know, I, you know, my focus is for our club, doing whatever I can for our team to help guys be ready to play that game. And then, you know, if I get an opportunity to come up and take a pinch hit at bat, you know, that right now is my sole focus. So I haven't really thought much about anything other than that, to be honest.
Derek Gould, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
You've been a part of some postseason games between these two really royal teams, franchises, when you think about it. When you think about facing the Dodgers with one game to move on, what comes to mind?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of memories come to mind, a lot of really good battles against a really good historic franchise. You know, I can expect and imagine it being a pretty rowdy crowd and a very, very good baseball game. Two really good teams going at it, two really good pitchers going at it. Should be exciting for all of us to be a part of and you know, for every Cardinal fan out there to get to enjoy that game. That should be a really good one.
You had maybe perhaps the best angle on anybody. Did you think that ball, how close to being fair did you think that ball was to possibly change in this game?
Yeah, I mean, when I hit it, I thought I might have had a chance to sneak that double down the line, but, you know, it just started hooking on me a little bit. The pitch was pretty significantly in, so just really hard to keep inside and keep it fair. But I definitely for a moment thought I had, you know, snuck it in there, but, you know, just wasn't able to get inside of it enough.
And two other quick questions. How much has kind of your confidence in a moment like that and sort of your pursuit of delivering in a moment like that has kind of guided you this season?
Yeah, I mean, I always feel good in those moments. Like, I feel, you know, that I'm going to come through for our team, you know, regardless of, you know, the past or, you know, what kind of season you're having. I think that as a competitor, if you're not in that mindset, then, you know, you shouldn't be here. So when I get into those moments, I feel like I'm going to, you know, come through and, you know, get the big hit. So, you know, that was kind of my mindset there and just didn't work out.
And then does that kind of carry you then into October? I mean, is that sort of what leads you here?
For sure. I mean, you know, that's my, you know, my sole focus. You know, I really don't have any other, you know, thoughts in my head or ideas or plans other than just coming up and having a big at bat and getting a big hit for our team. You know, I would gladly, you know, have a season, you know, where you didn't do what you felt like you could do, from a production standpoint. I would go through that again to be able to get, you know, a couple big hits that help change the game in the playoffs and help us advance in, you know, this first round, you know, cause those are the ones that really matter. And, you know, the ones that you want to come through for. So, you know, hopefully I get another opportunity and, you know, I'll be ready for it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, guys.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Hey, Matt. You've been pretty candid this year about how it's been different from you from a role-playing perspective. But when you've talked to, or when I talk to nearly anyone on this team, especially the younger guys, you are one of the first people that they credit when it comes to their development or their success. What has it meant for you to kind of take on that mentorship role and lead these young guys who are in different parts of their career now?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. You know, that for me has been the most enjoyable part of the season, being able to watch some of these young guys have tremendous success and really turn the corner. And, you know, being a player that they can lean on and ask questions to and give, you know, being able to give my experiences and my advice to those guys, you know, that is what makes, you know, this really, I mean, I those are some of the most enjoyable moments that I've had in my career for sure. And, you know, I wouldn't take back, you know, this year for anything to be able to do that and to be able to, you know, be a part of this. A new role for me, but it was an enjoyable role, one that I really, you know, got to, you know, spend a lot of time with a lot of our younger fellows and, you know, just been great to watch and been great to watch the success our team's had. And, you know, I don't think we're anywhere near done. And I think we're going to see a lot of big moments from a lot of young players going forward.
Thank you.
Benjamin Hockman, St. Louis
Post-Dispatch. Matt, obviously, if a player's in the major leagues, they have a fire and they're competitive. I feel like over the years interviewing ballplayers, the consistent thing is hearing that Max Scherzer and Adam Wainwright are two of the most competitive people in the major leagues. They're going up against each other in a loser-goes-home game, obviously. Can you describe the epicness of this matchup?
It's pretty awesome. I mean, I've gotten you know, obviously I know Adam really well, but I've gotten to know Max over the years. And I mean, yeah, I mean, those guys are very similar in that regard as far as competitiveness. You know, selfishly, you know, I obviously think our guy is going to, you know, trump that category. And I obviously, you know, really want him to go out and have a great game and prove, you know, that, you know, he's had a great year and he's going to follow it up with a big win. You know, I fully expect Adam to go out there and do that. We all do. We know Max is going to be good as well. It's going to be a battle for all of us, our lineup, but I don't think there's anybody more prepared than us. And I don't think there's anybody we'd rather have on the mound than Wayno.
And then final question for me is you've been a part of a lot of good defenses here in St. Louis over the years. And this year, you whether in it or watching from the bench, you've seen some great defense. What is it about this current St. Louis Cardinals defense that makes it so good?
In my 10 years, it's the best. This is the best one I've seen. You know, you've got, you know, I've been lucky enough to watch Yachty for my entire career, so there's nothing new there. We all know how great he is behind the plate, but you know, having Goldie and Arenado on the corners, the two guys that, I mean, that's as good as you're going to find, you know, defensively. I think we all know that. And then, you know, the play of Harrison Bader over the last few years, the kind of defender he is, you know, yeah. Tyler O'Neill running down balls like crazy. DC has shown a great job in right. And then obviously Tommy and the combination of, you know, DeYoung and Sosa up the middle. I mean, it's as good as a defense as you're going to get. And it's been pretty special to watch. And, you know, I fully expect it to hold true to what it's done all year in the postseason for us.
Thank you, Matt.
Last one for Park, go to Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Matt, you kind of touched on it, but just knowing what Adam's gone through, all the injuries he's had to endure, and the tenacity he's had over his career, just how much fun is it to watch him operate like this, and how much joy do you just have playing behind him and playing with him and being a teammate and watching him be able to do this this year?
They don't make many people like Wayno. I mean, that he is a special human being, you know, the kind of, you know, and really just, you know, I could say a lot of, I mean, I could sit here for an hour and tell you all the great things about him. But I think the thing that I think is most impressive from just a performance and baseball player standpoint is just his willingness to, you know, to compete and be great. You know, he pitches with a chip on his shoulder. He's always played with a chip on his shoulder. Just when you thought, you know, he was done a few years back, I mean, he's, you know, arguably, you know, better than he was before. So, you know, he's been really impressive to watch. And, you know, I think that this game is going to be a magical moment for him. And I think he's going to come through for us.